Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Having a great visit with our good friend Gerald Celente. Gerald is the author of Trends 2000. It's a book that keeps on giving. He's the editor and publisher and writer of the Trends Journal, a quarterly, significant quarterly magazine that really will help you to it'll jolt you out of your complacency. It'll wake you up a little bit and give you some insights into what's coming at us in the future. Some pretty extreme ideas sometimes, like Gerald, your first idea for the four rules of peace. Your first rule is, if Obama and Netanyahu want to pick a fight with Assad and Ahmadinejad, they should just go strap on a uniform and pick up a weapon and go fight them.
That's right. Leave us out of it. You know, that's the way they see it. Fine. You know, really. You know, I'm a close combat martial artist.
Yeah.
You know, I call somebody out, I take them out. I don't tell somebody else to go do it. No, these people shoot their mouths off and get us into trouble really fast, and we could balance the budget with this. And right. We have it on pay-per-view, like you said, you know, put them in the Arena di Verona right. Over there in Italy, right. The old amphitheater, and let them go at it, rather than sending other people to go do their losing deeds. And rule number two is, if you're for war and you can't go fight the war, you pay for the war.
Ah.
So if you're too infirm or old and you want to go fight it, then you pay for it.
Explain how that would – give us a little more detail on how that would work.
Well, for example, you want to go for the – you want the war, but you don't want to go fight it, pay a war tax. Support what you believe in.
Right.
If you don't believe it, you should not be forced to pay for it, and that's rule number three. Rule number three is that – if we're going to go to war, let the people vote.
Well, hold on. Come back to two first. So, you and I are both too old to go to war. And if you're saying if I believe in that the country should go to war, that I should write a check for that?
That's right.
Okay. What if I don't believe it, we should go to
war? Don't pay.
Okay, I got you.
You know, look. You know, just to
isn't that a variation on number three?
That is, because number three is direct democracy in the sense of let the people vote. Why should we have a gang of 535 senators and congressmen represent 315 million people?
But that's what we have, Gerald. We have a representative democracy. We don't have a real democracy, a true democracy. We have a representative democracy.
Oh, and I like that term that you use. Who do they represent?
Yeah.
They represent the people that give them the most amount of money and have the most amount of power.
Of course, part of the problem we've had in the last several years, decades, is not so much what Congress has been willing to do, but the president has taken.
Well, again, that's another part of it. So, again, and then look, they went into Libya without even asking Congress.
Right. That's my point.
Yeah, so let the people vote. The burden of the war falls on our shoulders.
Do you think America should have more polling opportunities?
Not polling opportunities. Let's do what they do over in Switzerland.
Just
direct democracy.
What do they do? How do they do it?
They have a referendum. You want to vote? You want this? You want that? Look,
but that's my point. That's my point. Do you think we should have more of those? More of those in America, not just about war, but about other things.
About everything. You want to bail out the banks? Let the people vote.
That's my point. We now have the technology to pull this off, don't we?
Well, look, if we could bank online, we certainly could vote online.
Well, and not only, and I can see where there are issues that you'd want to pay attention to, but I've been thinking a lot about this, Gerald. I think you're onto something, because more and more, you know, waiting 6 years between senators and 2 years between congressmen and women and 4 years between presidents, and the only other way that they know what's going on are these stupid polls. I think referendi, I guess you'd say. I believe those would. I think we probably need to start doing that more.
I one of our trends journals a year ago, we did it all on direct democracy.
Right.
Why it works.
So, for example, I'll give you a classic example would be Obamacare.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, if Obamacare had been put to the referendum, it would have failed.
It would have failed. Let the people vote. We don't have a representative form of government.
I agree.
The only people they represent are the people that give them money.
The lobbyists, yes.
Yeah. And then I love the white shoe boy language they use. Campaign contributions.
Yeah.
Where I come from in the Bronx, they call them bribes and payoffs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, I do believe that we've got to take back our country, Gerald.
Oh, yeah.
I think you're onto something here. I'm not sure what variation we wind up with, but I definitely think that regular Main Street America, small business America, has got to take back our country, not only from Washington, Gerald, and you heard me say this before, but also from Wall Street.
Oh, yeah. Look, I mean, you follow my work over the years.
Yep.
And four words, have killed this country. This isn't capitalism. Too big to fail? What, the small businesses are too small to save?
So think about this. I mean, what's wrong with this picture? The stock market is about to go to a record high with 24 million Americans unemployed, and the last quarter of GDP was negative. What's wrong with that picture, Gerald?
Exactly. All the money's flowing to the top.
Yeah.
This isn't, you know, we're old enough to remember when there were really small businesses everywhere. I'm up in Colonial Kingston, New York, 2 hours north of New York City. The little town in here is beautiful. Everyone knows everyone, and we all try to do business with each other.
Gerald, hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick break. When we come back, Gerald's going to talk to us about the fourth rule of peace, which has something to do with something very old and very classic and very beautiful. Tim Tales, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.